So we just got done recording the episode with Matthew Roberts on the Bigfoot experience. Hold on. I can't hear anything. Can you all hear anything?
Yeah, I can hear everything.
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Why can't I hear anything?
Did your cord come out?
I can't hear y'all. Speak again, please. Speak again.
What do you want me to say?
Yummy.
Okay, I can hear you chewing. I cannot hear myself. Hold on. Please stand by. Let me see here.
You know my favorite part of the plant-based diet is? I can have all the carbs I want. You don't gain weight.
Okay, now I can hear, but I just can't go back as far as I was. I don't know why my moderator plug is not working.
Because neither one of us can be moderators because we don't know technology. It's ironic. We were just talking about that. You bring out moderator. Moderator. That's a cool word.
Oops-a-daisy.
Now I can hear. Yes. Okay, I got it.
It's almost like fagtabulous. That's a good word, too.
Fagtabulous? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why can't I... Okay, so we're just going to go with it because, like... Whatever. So, we are here for the bonus episode after our episode with Matthew Roberts. And it was...
They can't see you.
Very good episode. I'm sorry. I talk with my hands. I'm dramatic. Whatever. So, let's kick off this bonus episode of Kind of a Big Deal.
Christina painted this. And I was like, she said, need something. I was like...
I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around. And I'm kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal.
Okay, so before we hit that beautiful introduction segment there with the sound of my beautiful voice, we had heard Doug talking about this painting that at XtinaPaints365 on TikTok had done. And it is a beautiful, beautiful rendition of Bigfoot near a waterfall. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this?
I think it's lovely.
I think it's gorgeous. I mean, even if Bigfoot was missing, it would still be gorgeous. Doug, what do you think of it? Petting your pussy there.
It was my idea. She added the tigers. It was pretty cool.
So, yeah. Do you know why I'm on this show in the first place? It's because you're kind of a big deal.
No, I...
See what I did there?
We are a big deal. We're just being modest when we say we're kind of a big deal. Uh-oh. You know, I actually had somebody that reached out. I post the podcast periodically on some groups that I'm on, podcast groups that I'm on Facebook. And I actually had this one person that reached out and said, I love the name of your podcast because, like, it really shows who you guys are as people. And you know, when I started podcasts, I wasn't, you know, trying to be ignorant or put myself out there too much because, like, I really didn't like the sound of my voice. I really didn't like who I was as a person. But I really think that the podcast has helped me kind of, like, formulate those types of things, like appreciating me more as myself. Mm-hmm. And... so for people to appreciate that name and use that name like you just did, that really makes me feel good as a human being.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Is his tail shorter?
Shorter.
It used to be longer than this.
I love, by the way, how you and I are on one page with what we're talking about, and then all of a sudden he's just measuring
maybe
his
the
cat's
fat
tail.
Build, maybe the fat build up around a base and it shortened his tail.
Okay, I have no clue what he's talking about.
For anyone listening, he is talking about the size of his cat's tail.
Well, you know how when men gain weight, their penis gets shorter because the fat builds up around the base. I think that's why his tail looks shorter, because he's picked up some weight. So it's like, it's really down here.
I just really like that you, this is what I like about Matt, is Matt is a lot like me. He could kind of like, you know, like explain this stuff to the listeners and kind of like, quote unquote, manipulate Doug's kind of humor. Because sometimes Doug's humor is like, okay, where is this coming from? But we can kind of explain it. Doug, humor is not funny if you have to explain it, love.
Well, they can't see me, just like they can't see you. It doesn't stop you from flailing your hands around and acting like a sissy.
Which is why when you're on a podcast, you may not want to use lines like, how big do you think it is?
Or act like a sissy.
When you're talking about a cat tail.
I can act like a sissy all I want. They ain't going to see me.
Well, you should see Nemo's tail's longer, and he's smaller than Bentley. So, like, maybe Bentley's tail's shrinking because he's been letting Nemo top him.
Oh, my God. I need you to do me a favor.
Time to drink some tea. Hold
on. I'm sorry, Nemo, to put you out there like that, but Nemo's gay. Or at least he's like a guy in prison. He's really horny. Take what he can get. Yeah, Terry is removing it from the hole and reinserting it into another hole.
Can you still hear? No. Fuck. Okay, that was a little tumultuous.
That was the wrong hole.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, they can still hear you.
Yeah, we can hear what you're saying.
Oh, good, because I can't hear a word you all are saying.
Yeah?
Nope.
You can take your headphones off if you want.
Well, I can hear you now. Well, not anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had this issue before, and it was always, like, not pushed in all the way or something stupid.
You That's know? What he said.
I got hiccups.
I wish somebody would push it in all the way.
I heard something crack when you did that.
There we go. I can hear everybody.
Okay, I can hear you now. I just can't hear myself. And it's really... Oh, now I can hear myself. Ah!
Okay.
But, okay, so... We have a Rodecaster. And if anybody remembers way back in the day...
Push the right button.
When we first met... When we first met y'all and y'all started listening, we had talked about our sound being off and us getting the Rodecaster. Okay. So with the Rodecaster, it has these lights on it that light up green for us to hear each other. Well, one of those lights has went out on my microphone and on the sound microphone. So we...
Is it under warranty?
No. So we don't always know when they're working. So I'm like, I can't hear anybody. Now I can hear everybody. I can hear myself. We're all good. Let's continue on with this bonus episode.
Can we open her up and see if we can fix the light inside?
Maybe. I don't know.
Put a Christmas light in there.
That's what he said.
Yeah. It's true.
Maybe we can maybe we can open her up and fix her inside.
Rearrange your insides.
Yeah. Get our girl. Wow.
That was one of my dad's things. He was like, oh, rearrange your insides. That's how I used to pick up women at the bar while my married mother, he was married to, was sitting right there with him.
Were they stupid? The women.
I'm just suddenly getting like Jack Nicholson.
Do vibes. I have, you know the answer to that. Don't make me say it.
Oh. How about this story that you told of him fucking that girl in the bathroom at the wedding?
Oh, my God.
While you were passed out on the floor because you got too drunk.
Yeah, my mom's brother was getting married.
And that's the last time he drank.
You're just going to splash that on your computer.
I ain't splashing it on shit. Anyways, continue.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I can hear myself. Look at that. People are going to be like, why was that noise there? Did you hear the new McDonald's commercial?
Should I?
Oh, my God. So, I listen to the radio sometimes because, like, I like Elvis Duran in the morning show. Uh-huh. Like, I love Elvis Duran. and he is on 96.9. It's a Lancaster station, so with you being from Maryland, I don't know if you've ever heard it personally.
Never. No offense to the dude.
So he is the first credible gay radio host, okay? And I love him to pieces. He is a whole fucking vibe. I listen to him all the time. And during his show, I was listening this yesterday morning. Not this morning. I did not wake up to listen to him this morning, even if he was on. No, Friday morning. I was listening to him. And there's this McDonald's commercial where this person is chewing the whole entire fucking time. I cannot stand listening to people chew. I hate it.
Right there with you.
It is literally the one thing that I cannot stand. And this person is chewing the whole fucking time. And I'm like, who the fuck made this commercial? And I'm a little salty about it.
You seem a little triggered.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't think anybody else is going to feel the same continuity as me because, like, you know, like, it's just a commercial. Well, then I saw on Facebook, there's a friend of mine named Steph Falco that her husband is the same way, does not like hearing people chew. And he's like, whoever made this fucking McDonald's commercial has to go. Like, this person is chewing the whole fucking time. I'm like, that is a whole fucking vibe. I cannot stand it. It is the worst fucking thing in the entire world. It makes me just want to stab my fucking eardrums.
How does it make you feel?
I was just going to ask the same question.
I just said it. Violent.
So what they need to do is roof you before you watch the commercial.
I don't care. Don't fucking have somebody chewing. You understand this. Every time you chew into that mic, don't I freak out? He was trying to eat a fucking salad on the one episode. Crunching up a fucking storm on his fucking, you know, romaine lettuce.
But listen, I'm very considerate because that's why I didn't eat even a mint while we were in the middle of recording the last episode, because I don't want people to tell that I'm sucking on a mint while the little cast is going on.
Sucking on men, what?
Sucking on men?
Sucking on mints.
Oh, that's not where my ears went.
Said sucking on mints.
I have mints.
You just did it again.
I said mints.
See, again, you proved me right. I'm just messing with you.
It's mints. You're forgetting the T.
I'm adding T's. It's just not pronounced harshly enough.
You're forgetting the T.
No, I'm saying I have mints. But my T.
Okay,
so
there
subtle,
you said it.
But it's subtle and... And you're drunk.
Look, Karen Walker.
Don't call me out. That was offensive.
Drunk with love.
Ooh. Who am I loving? Urethra.
Uranus.
Oh, yeah, Cheryl.
See, this is how I get my leg workout in. I just bounce his ass into my hand instead of my hand.
God, if I had a dime for every time.
What? What does that have anything to do with it? Oh my God, that was so wrong.
I want to label you Mr. Out in Left Field.
Bounded. That was good. Mr. Out in Left Field.
You need a baseball bat quack sound for one of the buttons. So when I'm out in left field, you can hit it. And I'm out there in left field. The ball lands right beside me. I'm like, oh, ball.
That's the best contribution he's made all evening. I agree.
Yes.
Do we have a baseball quack sound that we can put a program in?
I don't know. We can find one. I'm sure they make one, Douglas.
Take me out to the left field.
You're in left field all the time. So is that your theme song?
If you want it to be.
Just don't continue with the lyrics because the full saying of that is not nice.
What? Take me out to the ball game.
No. I mean, out in left field. The rest of that saying isn't very nice.
I don't know what the rest of the saying is.
We'll say it off the air.
Okay. We don't want to offend anybody.
And it would be extremely offensive. So we're going to.
Yeah, oh!
There's always like bits and pieces of stuff that linger around and it's attachment to something bad.
Yeah.
So listen, this is a conversation that has to be had because, like, I've been working so hard.
I found a way to make his tail longer. Get it hard.
Continue.
I have been working so hard on my body and like losing weight. Mm-hmm. And maybe if I had like, I've been going to the gym for a month now. And like, I have clearly lost weight. Like, if you would have saw me before towards now, like, I have lost weight. But when I step on a scale, it says that I still weigh 3 pounds less.
Can you please put the wine glass down? You're scaring me. Yeah, that's going to end up on your keyboard.
You're turning the fat into muscle, so you're going to remain kind of the same weight.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be, you know.
That's what I was going to say. You're losing weight, but you're also gaining muscle mass, which also weighs a lot.
You'd have to do more cardio than lifting if you want to slim down.
So get onto like a Olivia Newton John, let's get physical bike.
Yeah, elliptical.
And just do a lot of that.
Whatever. And also yoga would be a good one.
I mean, Olivia Newton John, let's get physical really just brings me into the sexual vibe of things.
First of all, she's so, my girl.
Huh?
She's my girl. I love her.
I love Olivia Newton John. I agree with you. But that's actually my third favorite musical is Grease. But anyhow, so.
My third favorite movie of all time.
Yes. Ah, yes, queen. I love it. Even though people call me John Travolta all the time, and I don't like that. That is not a vibe.
Why, though?
Because I don't look like John Travolta.
That's what I'm saying. Why do they call you that?
Because they say I look like John Travolta.
Like, people call me Sean Hayes because when I have my hair cut, I do somewhat resemble him, but I don't see the John Travolta in it.
I don't know who Sean Hayes is, but...
Jack from Will and Grace.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that.
Just Jack.
Yeah.
You know, just
that's
slightly.
What I'm saying. If like, I have my hat off and I have the short hair...
Yeah, hair, yeah, I could see off. That. Even with the hat on, like, I can still see it. Boom!
I mean, cheap Halloween costume.
But do you think I look like John Travolta?
No.
At all?
You're a good-looking guy, but no.
How about with the dimple chin out?
No.
Okay.
I mean, sing Grease Lightning, who knows, but no.
Okay, yeah, not going to do that.
You could do it with the arm motion, too, be like, go Grease Lightning, burn it up. Well, anyway.
I mean, I could surely do some dances now. Go Grease Lightning.
That's Saturday Night Fever, it's different.
Okay, whatever. Sunny Hill, moving right along. Why are you playing with the cat's tail?
I'm always playing with one of the cat's tails.
His subconscious is saying a lot right now.
I'm always playing with
her. Oh, my God. This is worse than when I said my bed was masturbation station.
Fiona doesn't have a tail. She has a nub because she's a tailless cat. So I always have to play with her face like she likes her face massaged.
Yeah.
But Bentley likes right here. Watch him. He'll tense up. Look at him.
Oh,
or and we could just invest in getting you a fidget spinner.
He likes you to do that. Nemo is very particular on how you touch and pet him and for how long.
So story for you. Mm-hmm. So we went down to Mixers.
Okay.
One night and Doug had invited me out.
Oh,
I was
shit.
At work.
John Paul is leaving tonight. They're having a celebration down there tonight. I was supposed to go.
Jean Paul is leaving?
Yeah, I totally forgot it.
Aww.
Sorry to cut you off.
Why is he leaving?
I don't know. He's moving somewhere and going to school or something.
Oh, congratulations, Jean Paul.
Congrats, John.
He's awesome. He is a brilliant person. I like him a lot, actually.
He's one of the bartenders at Mixers.
Yeah, but he's so
go
sweet.
Go for you, John.
He is so sweet. He's one of those people that you meet and it's like, he is so kind to you. He does not disrespect you. He's just such a sweet person. So good luck, John Paul. Shout out to you for the bonus episode.
Wait a minute. John or Sean?
Jean. Jean.
Okay. So G-E-A-N.
Jean.
Okay.
Jean. Jean Paul.
Okay. Because I know a Sean Paul. That's why I was curious.
Jean Paul. I'll say it again.
You don't even have to. We can move forward.
He previously was a bartender at Mixers, and he has served me quite a few times, and he is just a beautiful person, and I like him a lot. He is just so sweet. So, shout out to you, Jean-Paul. I wish you the best of luck wherever you're going and whatever you're doing, even though we don't know. See?
Oh, I know exactly who that is. Sorry, y'all. They just showed me a picture. I know exactly who that is.
Yes.
Good for you, sir. Good for you. Best of luck.
Jean-Paul, good for you. Yeah. Best of luck. We wish you the best from Kind of a Big Deal podcast.
Yeah, they were just having a farewell party tonight.
A feral party?
Farewell.
Oh!
Yeah, they're all going to dress up as cats and have a feral party.
A feral party. Well, it is a gay party, so.
I mean, sorry. Sorry, that's not what I heard. I heard feral. But anyways, farewell to you, and I wish you the best of luck. So anyways, moving on. So.
Yes.
What were we talking about?
I have no clue.
Okay. Doug, what were we talking about?
Will he be there?
What?
Who?
Will.
What?
Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell be there?
What?
Will Ferrell be there? He's going off of your Ferrell comment.
Oh my God.
It's cute in your head.
Yeah. I think we just wrecked the train.
Oh, so much fun to watch, though.
I know.
I think somebody unleashed the caboose, and I'm just watching the whole train go away.
It's like watching reality television.
My whole entire train is taking me to Vegas.
Bye.
I'm stuck in Ohio.
So about Bigfoot.
I think, honestly, like, when I go camping, mm-hmm. I kind of want to dress up as Bigfoot and go scare people.
But I'm afraid
I might get shot.
You'll run into the country hicks that have guns on them. Not like the suburban ones who are there just to have marshmallows.
Well, it's funny because last time we went camping, I went on Grindr and there was this guy that was in the woods up there where we were camping, but it's 48,000 acres of property that's like wooded that people campsite on. And he was trying to get me to come out and like service him while he was in a deer stand hunting.
Well, first of all, you should have, because that is a talented man. That is a very talented man that he could even get on Grindr in an area that sounds like there is zero signal. So kudos to him for that.
I mean, I would service anybody, even if they weren't sitting in a tree stand.
The first thing that popped in my head is he's a serial killer, and wherever I'm going to meet him, he can hide me.
First of all, that's what we call the Hunter High Club. It's kind of like how you have the Mile High Club in Plains. When you're in a hunter stand, it's the Hunter High Club.
Yeah. I mean,
if that's an actual thing, I'll try to get involved more often. But
sucking dick is an art, and if you can't perform fellatio the right way, then you just are not going to cut it.
I love any good moment where you can use the word fellatio.
I know! Thank you! I had to use it. I love the word fellatio. It is my favorite. You know what my second favorite word is?
Verbose. Moist. Really?
Yes.
Verklempt.
What is yours?
Verklempt.
Verklempt.
I'm so verklempt.
Moist is my second favorite word because it pisses everybody off around me.
And cusp is another one of mine. I'm on the
cusp.
But you got to do this with your fingers. I'm on the cusp.
I'm on the cusp of greatness.
I love the word plethora.
Plethora. Oh, my God. That's such a cool word. I'm a word person.
I feel like no one uses the word plethora. It's so underused.
You know what another word I really like is apt.
Okay.
Because the first time I ever heard the word apt was in a Stephen King novel. And I just really had to like figure out what that word meant.
Do you know what I'm sick
really
of hearing?
Like it.
What? Cooking shows are using it now. A juxtaposition. I'm like, I hate that fucking word.
Well, that is a real word,
though. I know it is a real word. It's just an annoying word.
I like hearing men say assume the position.
Is it a reactive word that makes you like go into action mode, or do you just sit there and enjoy the word going through your ears?
What he said was not a word so much as a phrase or an instruction.
Yeah.
I just bend over. When I hear assume the position, I'm like, yes, daddy, give it to me. Spit on that hole. Wow.
And that's how it's done, according to the Discovery Channel.
Or the song.
We're going to do it like animals doing the Discovery Channel.
I'm just saying, I've never seen the baboon spit on the hole before they did it.
Well, that's because they ain't as classy as us.
Can I ask you a question, though?
What?
How often do you watch ape sex videos?
It's been a couple times in my life, but I was surprised. Like, no animal in the kingdom, horses, elephants, none of them spit on it first. They just shoved that in there.
That you know of.
And you heard it here first. Doug watch apes fucking.
On purpose.
Doug's like, I don't know what to say.
I've also Googled little man, big horse, and you don't want to do that.
What?
You do not want to do that.
Doug, that's atrocious.
So, yeah, you don't want to do that.
So let me ask you something. While we're on the topic of animals and gay people and whatever, does it get on your nerves from either one of you, like when you hear the gay community and everything is associated with an animal, like a bear, an otter, a wolf? Like, do you ever get confused with some of these terms? Or
yes.
I don't. Okay.
I do it because, like I just really want to know where I fit.
Well, and that's my problem, because right now, if anyone listening pays attention to the LGBTQIA plus community, there we go. I think I included every letter. But when right now, the big thing is, like, what do you identify as? What are your pronouns and things? I haven't even thought of my pronouns yet because I'm still figuring out what animal I identify with. So I haven't identified as a wolf, an otter, a bear, none of that stuff. So I've made up my own animal. And I call myself a sea cow. I'm like a sexy sea cow. That's what I call it.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. So we were just talking about how Matthew
Citrusy.
Yes.
Is a sexy seahorse. A
sexy sea cow.
A sexy sea cow.
Sea cow.
Yes.
So we were saying in the gay community, you have like bears, wolves, otters. I was like, I haven't figured out what I am, so I just call myself a sea cow.
Is that like equivalent to like the cougars and the cubs and the
yes
thing in the straight community?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
Apparently, you're not a cougar until you're in your 50s, I've heard.
What?
That is bull.
That you're a bobcat from 40 up.
A bobcat? That's like a cougar in training.
So apparently I'm not a cougar if I date a younger guy. I'm a bobcat.
I think cougar's premenopausal because you're hitting a different.
Well, then what are they after menopause?
A tiger.
So let's introduce the lovely Cammy joining us for our bonus episode with Matthew. She just showed up with Christina, and we are just, you know, vibing and talking.
Drove an hour to be here. I miss you bitches.
She came up to the LGBTQIA plus. That's a lot to say.
How many more letters are you going to add?
Okay. LMNOPQRSTUV XYZ.
It's the alphabet brigade now.
Yes. Right? Yes. We're just going to sing the alphabet. Let's sing the alphabet, everybody.
1, 2, 3.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S. T,
watch
U,
your
v,
wine.
W, there goes the keyboard. X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with
you
me?
You needed to do A, B, C, D, E, F, you, and your
mom, and your sister, and your job, and your broke down car, and your.
And that shit you call art.
Yeah, there you go. She got it.
But you fuck everything except the dog, because, you know, the dogs are always the loyal ones.
Yes. They're the only ones that love you.
Right?
Just like the cats. There is nothing like a gay household with a bunch of pussies.
You have them.
Welcome to it. We
except
have three.
Except for Fiona, I saw. She's in trouble.
Why? They're the only ones.
She pooped
in your bed. Well...
It wasn't Fiona. Don't
was
blame
it.
It was Demon, I think.
It was Demon. Don't blame it on my Fiona. She is a princess.
Well, he threw up today on the kitchen floor downstairs, and it looked just like what I picked up, and I think it was a hairball that he spit up on my bed.
Yeah,
my cat decides to throw up his hairballs on my chair. Because
I smelled it, and it didn't stink, but it looked like poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the cat's insides.
You know what? You know what's really weird about cats is they'll throw up hairballs in spots to show that they love you. It's kind of like, It's,
could they love me on the hardwood floor instead of the carpet?
Well, that's what I was
going to
say.
Carpet?
I saw a meme today where it was a cat, and it was like, I felt so sick today. Thank God I made it to the carpet.
Right.
Yeah. So, like,
every time.
They'll also bring you, like, a half-dead rabbit.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten lots of my... Well, no. I had a cat, PETA. His name was Pain in the Ass, PETA. Actually, it was PETA Conchita, ankle biter, fuck you, you little asshole, Lemnios.
Lemnios.
Lemnios. He had our last name, but...
Why don't you just name it Stitch?
Harry Potter last name at one point.
Lemnios.
I know. Harry Potter, damn it.
But anyway, we lived out on the Eastern Shore, and we had mice in the house, because, I mean, you're in the country, you have mice in the house. But this little motherfucker would bring mice from outside into the house and just let it go. And I'm like, what are you doing? Or he'd bring birds, live birds. I can't tell you how many times I was late to work because I was like trying to catch a bird flying through my living room because he brought it in the house. They were always live. I was like, stop bringing me the live stuff. I'd prefer the dead. We did have a dead squirrel.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah, ooh. Dead squirrel. He put that right by his food bowl, and my stepdaughter at the time stepped on it with her bare foot and then freaked out.
Every day I come home from work, there's a toy mouse on my pillow.
Aww,
I don't know which cat's doing it,
you.
But one of the three is leaving that. I think it's Fiona.
You think it's Fiona, not Bentley?
Yeah, it could be Nemo. Bentley's never done it. I've had him for years now.
Fiona does do that. She leaves a toy mouse on your pillow to say that she loves you.
Yeah, it's super
she does
sweet.
Do that.
Aw, she's so sweet.
She's done that to me before, too.
My cats just leave dead sprickets all over the house. Half eaten. I always know if it's fully gone, it was mouth butt. But if it's half eaten, it was Joey, because he's stupid and can't figure out how to eat the whole thing.
Well, dang, this conversation makes me wish I didn't have dogs.
Oh, well, I got the dog, too. You know, she eats her own poop. I'm like, why? What's wrong with you? Christina doesn't like
it. It tasted so good the first time, she wanted it the second time.
Come back for a second.
No, because she has to clean up after herself because she doesn't want her bottom spanked.
She likes her bottom spanked. She's a little bit of a whore. She loves butt scratches.
She's just like her mom.
Yes. Hello. Who do you think raised her? She's
I learned it from watching
whore.
You, Mom.
Yeah. Oh my God, best commercial in the 80s. Who taught you this? You, all right?
How about the best commercial of the 2000s? Thanks, Mom.
I don't remember that one. What's that
The Build-A-Bear commercial? Where at the end of it, that little kid, he's like trying to be so like obnoxious. He's like, thanks, Mom.
First of all, Build-A-Bear is one of the most ingenious companies I've ever seen. What they do is they have children who are not legal of age to work. They have them come in and build their own doll. And not only do they have the children make the doll, they're like, you need to pay us to do it.
Right?
Whoever came up with that was brilliant.
And then it's extra for all the clothes and all the other
outfits,
little things.
Yeah.
Which the kid has to put on.
Yes, the kid has to put them on there.
Which
yes.
I'm sure some kid in China made.
It's like an American sweatshop.
Could you imagine?
The
exactly.
They're probably thinking Americans are skinny because they don't know what their clothes they're making are for. And they're going on our damn teddy bears.
Oh, Build-A-Bear. Look, there was only one Build-A-Bear I ever really wanted to make, and it was the Harry Potter ones, and I miss them every year.
I just think that stuffing machine could be like turned into a whole other use.
Amen.
How come there's no porns at Build-A-Bear shop?
That's why I find men.
Build a dildo.
Build a dick.
I love a good man to stuff me. So I just go on Grindr to find my Build-A-Bear.
Womp, womp, womp.
We're not going to talk about the dumpster fire.
That's Pick-A-Bear, not Build-A-Bear.
Right.
I felt that, Matthew. Shut the fuck up. If I had a moment. I did have a moment and I failed.
So she ate the apple too?
What?
We'll pass the picture around.
What if it was his cock and it looked like a baby arm holding an
apple?
Okay,
here's something I just saw on TikTok because, you know, TikTok, I learned so much on there. So some guy was like dissecting the Bible and turns out He was going through like male anatomy and how, I can't remember what it's called, but that little line on the ball sack, what it's there for is if when you were embryos and you got your hormones, no, if that line wasn't there, it forms the vagina on a woman. So really, men are just women. And your vagina fell out.
Yeah, you might have to adjust that, but you can hear what you can hear what's being said into that.
First of all, to quote Jurassic Park, women are men who are just denied an extra chromosome.
Sorry, women were first.
Yes, that's literally what it was. We all start out as women.
Yeah. And your and vagina falls
well,
out.
If you're a religious
your
person.
Out.
Yes, think about it. The ball sack are our ovaries.
No, no, no. I already understand.
The shaft is our vagina, and the tip is the clit.
Yes.
Your vagina fell out.
So we are all just women that our vagina just blew apart.
Yes.
That's literally all it is.
You got pounded too hard before you were born.
I mean,
it was like the Big Bang.
That's why I have
crotch.
The Big Bang.
Right in our mother's uterus. Big
I
Bang.
Mean, there's
oh, I got a dick.
There's a reason why I have a dent in my forehead because my dad kept pounding me too much.
Oh, my God.
Truth be told, I mean, like.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that anatomically, it's not.
And then my
possible,
sister was the accident because there was
still
sperm floating
around. I think the reason why
there's
a dent
there
is because you don't have enough brains to fill in the space.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have enough brains. That's true.
That was a low blow, Doug.
But that was a Chris
was
Rock
just
joke.
That your mother.
He's supposed to get up and slap me for that one.
I am.
Yeah. G.I. Jane.
I am stupid.
Speaking of that, again, another TikTok with a woman who's like in the industry who writes scripts and stuff for the shows. Totally staged. She admitted it. Totally staged. They needed it for their ratings.
I told you.
Because nobody watches the Oscars. Who watches the Oscars?
I forgot about the Oscars until
the
slap. The
name alone is just stupid. They should change that.
What?
Well, isn't the award Oscars. Called the Academy Award, but they... It's
the nickname is Oscars, yeah.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah.
Like...
So stupid.
Oscar.
But Oscar was Oscar. Who was Oscar?
Oscar the Grouch. Oscar That's what I think of. Do you hear about Oscar? It's Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar.
If Family Feud did a thing, name an Oscar. I guarantee Oscar you, Oscar the Grouch, not the Grammy Award. Oscar the Grouch is going to be what 99 people say.
Or Oscar De La Renta.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other
yeah,
one.
Yeah, like,
but I like Oscar the Grouch because he had a pet worm named Slimy.
Oscar the Grouch is literally my favorite Sesame Street character.
Is that what the kids called it?
All right, yeah. So it's named after Betty Davis, supposedly. Betty
Nobody Davis. Can hear you.
It's named after Betty Davis's.
Husband.
His name was Harmon Oscar Nelson. Thank you, Christina, for that.
And thank you, Wikipedia.
Background knowledge.
So, thank you for that fun fact, Christina.
So he was the first lady of the relationship, so he needed something to do, so he started throwing award shows. That makes sense.
Oh, also on TikTok. I saw the best. These three women, which... Let's just
we only take news from accurate sources, like Facebook.
Can be pretty accurate. But these or four women, they dressed up as the different Golden Girls.
Are you a millennial?
Fuck no. I'm a Gen X.
Sweetheart, you just said that like a millennial.
I'm a Gen X. I was born in 1979.
She's a school teacher for elementary and middle
1979?
Kids.
1979? Yeah.
You're picking up on that because she's around young kids all day.
Yeah, I teach high schoolers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
I gotta be cool with them.
Because you just said that TikTok could be very accurate.
It can be accurate. I've learned a lot about the Ukraine war that's going on right now just on
yeah,
TikTok.
Yeah, and millennials also think that Facebook and Twitter are accurate. So
well, no,
continue.
Millennials do not like Facebook. That's for old people, apparently.
Oh, yeah, girl, yeah.
Just so you know.
That's Gen Zers.
You have to use your Insta or your Snap.
Sweetheart, that's Gen Zers.
No, that's also these new little whatever they're. Mm-hmm.
That's Gen Zers.
She
yeah.
speaks the truth.
Millennials are me. Yeah. I'm a millennial. We are Twitter.
So millennials have like two forms of you guys. There's like the millennials that are close to the Gen X, and then there's the millennial snowflakes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's like the millennials have like yeah. two separate divides.
So there's
what
so
side is each group.
It's like the
well, yeah,
of
the Gen
Red
Xers
sea.
Are the same way because I'm the Gen Xer towards the end, but I still love some of the Gen X stuff from before
yeah.
I was born.
Yeah, so I think that like millennials towards the Gen Xers are like, I feel like that's more of the age group that I came from that still likes like the hair band.
And growing up in the 80s.
Yeah.
You like, guys can relate.
Can relate to the 80s.
Can we call it what it really is though? Scrunchie.
Grungy, yeah.
Like, I love a scrunchie.
The scrunchie millennials versus the millennials after the scrunchie.
Ooh.
That's really what it comes
down
to.
The millennials from 2000 on. Garbage. But can we also talk about the fact that these kids nowadays are totally bringing back everything from the 90s?
Yes, queen.
But they think it's so original, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like, your little hydro flask was our bottle of Evian, which doesn't exist anymore. Remember Evian water spelled backwards?
Yes.
It's naive, because we were naive and spent all that money on it. But they're bringing that back. They brought back the stupid mom jeans, which I'm like, why the hell did you bring that back?
Backwards as mom, so they had to bring that back too.
And the jean jackets,
jean skirts. The scrunchie is back. I'm like,
I think they should bring back Daisy
chokers. The original
chokers, the original
plastic chokers are back.
Look, Jenko is bringing back their jeans. Okay, that's one of the things that I'm happy. I would like to see these skinny jeans go away. They are
freaking
disgusting.
But I think they
Apple Bottom is bringing back their jeans as well,
with the boots with the fur.
Yes,
the whole club was looking at her.
I think the new fashion sense for them should be Daisy Dukes for straight men.
Ooh.
Like, no, that died
like
a long time ago,
back
girl.
Back in the 70s, early 80s.
Yeah,
like
your balls falling out, Daisy Dukes. And all the straight guys get into wearing them, yeah.
No,
I think they should wear those football jerseys, the ones that like come up to here.
Yeah, half tops.
Oh, my God.
Like the lower rib.
Half tops.
Okay, my favorite thing is to look at the sports uniforms from the 80s and how just ridiculous they were. How did basketball players not lose their dick in the middle of the game? Those shorts were so short. They had to, like, tuck all that up in there because they were, like...
Well, where do you think tucking came from?
I was going to say, bring in a drag queen. They'll tell you.
I need to go to a drag show so bad.
That's where jock straps came in.
They had to. But nowadays, I don't feel like they wear jock straps.
Well, because they have, like, legit basketball shorts. That's the reason why they wear them.
They wear the teeny little shorts, and then the socks pulled all the way up to their knees.
Have you seen LeBron's cock?
Maybe the socks were tucked in. Maybe it was tucked in their sock, and that's what it was. What
LeBron wore a size 13 shoe, so he must have had a big dangler.
Look, let me tell you, okay? In my dating endeavors since my divorce, I am here to say that black man stereotype is not always correct.
That is true.
It's very sad. It's very disappointing when you get one and you're like, honey, you're hung like a white boy.
Oh, you're just a shade of me.
And
yeah,
me.
I'm sorry.
And him.
I don't feel offended at all.
Oh, my God.
Do you know? Okay.
I know not all white boys
are hung like that, 2,000-pound horse has a 24-inch penis.
Oh, I saw this on TikTok, too.
Yeah. So a 200-pound man, an average...
Would have a 4-inch penis
to be hung like a horse.
Yes.
So as long as you have a 4-inch penis, you're hung like a horse.
I also love the fact that there's this thing going around that says that the average person has 5 sexual partners in their lifetime. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm a fucking whore.
Meanwhile, all of us gay men are like... In the first 2 days.
Look, after my first divorce, that's right, divorce two. But after my first one, I jumped from number 11 to like 50 something in like 2 months.
Did you find the straight version of Grindr?
See, I skipped over 5 right away because my uncle took me to a party with some of his friends.
What'd you say?
I said I skipped over the 5 right away when my uncle took me to a party with a bunch of his friends.
He had himself a gangbang.
Dang.
Damn. Who was ganging and who was banging? Christina, why are you not on the microphone?
I know. Come share, bitch.
I need to go get my drink.
Capri Sun back there. Just poke a straw in it.
Do you want an adult Capri Sun, girl?
Yeah,
girl.
Is there wine left in there?
Okay, so listen to me. I'll tell you where the deets are. Go downstairs.
I'm not moving.
Oh. Need a walk?
I'm going somewhere. Okay, Christina, go downstairs and look up at the dry bar, and you'll see some wine glasses. Bring me a wine glass, and I'll fill you up with some adult Capri Sun.
Also,
you got that good stuff. You got that Merlot.
The Merlot.
Merlot. Okay, you just found out what?
Franzia.
What?
You just found out what?
Oh, dude. The most amazing concert is happening in Wisconsin 3 weekends in a row. It's called Summerfest. Let me tell you. Hold on.
No. I think the most amazing concert is the one that's... Is the one with all the emo bands?
Oh,
because,
no.
Like, I'm an emo lover.
Hold on. Listen to these artists.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay. I'm listening, girl.
So,
spill the
first
tea.
Of all, Justin Bieber's performing.
New music or old music?
It's both.
Ah!
Lil
baby,
Wayne.
Baby.
Wiz Khalifa. Wu-Tang.
Oh.
Avril Lavigne.
Oh, I love Avril.
Halsey.
Oh!
Rod Stewart.
Ooh.
Cheap Trick.
Ah!
Backstreet Boys.
Ooh.
I'm not even finished. The Black Crowes.
Ah!
John Fogerty. Steve Miller Band.
Ah!
Death Cab for Cutie.
Yes!
Modest Mouse.
Yes!
Hailstorm.
Yes!
Third Eye Blind.
Ooh.
The Pretty Reckless.
Mmm!
2 Chainz.
And Dolly Parton.
Willow.
Ah!
The Revivalists. Bare Naked Ladies. Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Taking Back Sunday.
ABC, CBD.
Ann Wilson from Heart.
I love Heart.
Hold on. Michael Frampty and Spearhead. Rick Springfield.
Ooh.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yes!
Anthrax. Violent Femmes. The Commodores.
Yes!
The Breeders. Indigo Girls. The Village People.
How many days is this festival?
It's 3 weekends.
Good Lord.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes!
Skid Row.
Mm.
Hold on, I'm still going. Modern English. Far Side.
Yes.
I love them. Flock of Seagulls.
Yes.
Slaughter.
Yes.
Warrant. Sister Hazel.
Yes.
Pop Evil.
Yes.
Fog Hat. The Singer from Boston. Lit. Lita Ford. Great White.
Yes.
The Smithereens. Jimmy Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vertical Horizon. Quiet Riot.
Yes.
The Rex. Meat Puppets. I'm getting down to the
end. Is this like all day weekends or just 4-hour weekends? Because that's a lot of pain.
No, there's it's 3 full weekends. I don't know some of these down here. It's 3 Whoa. Full weekends. It is June 23rd through 25th, June 30th through July 2nd, July 7th, 7th through the 9th. I only hunt wine.
Well, just so that we're clear for all the listeners,
but
your host
Wisconsin.
Didn't hear a single one of those bands. He was watching porn and climaxing.
That's what it sounded like. But it was really over the music. I'm a very, very, very music-driven person.
I
love music all the way from the 80s to the 60s 70s. To the 50s to the 70s.
Janis Joplin. I wish she was
to the
still 90s.
Alive. Oh, my God. I love Janis.
No, I don't want to sing right now.
All the way to the 2000s with Lady Gaga. I am such a big music person because music has really fueled my soul, and I'm a singer.
Of this music nowadays, though, I'm not.
Also, speaking of, Cammy is a singer, so I would like you to sing us a song, Cammy.
You realize that my. Do you not hear the, like,
I don't care.
Raspiness in my voice?
I don't care. I love the raspiness. I have raspiness in my voice. Sing for me, baby. Sing for me. And
what? Did you say
how many penises she has in her voice?
Is that what you said? One raspiness in my voice.
All right. So listen, like on that note, let's talk about ACS.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Sex.
I thought you were pouring me some.
I totally let you have your moment, but let's talk about American Song Contest.
Wow. Oh, is that the new show that's out with the people from all the 50 states?
Yes.
Yeah, with,
yes.
Yeah.
With Snoop.
Snoop and
with
Kelly.
With Snoop Dogg and Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
So
I haven't seen it.
And so
you
far,
haven't seen it?
I watched one episode. They were really good.
So
who's representing Maryland?
There's only we haven't got there yet. There's only two episodes so far, and let me tell you that the music that comes out of this contest is so much different than every other contest that we've seen. And actually, on episode two, you see Jordan Smith from The Voice. And everybody knows that The Voice was a music contest.
The Voice
was
staged.
That has not had a very big artist as American Idol has had. The new American Idol is not as good as the old American Idol. I can attest to that.
But they're all rigged, and that's what I don't like about it. Like, people are like, oh, go audition for American Idol. Well, first of all, I'm too old now. But they're all rigged, because I have friends who went to the auditions for The Voice and American Idol.
Michael Bolton is singing on this, and it's the best song he ever did.
I'm not a Michael Bolton
I am
fan.
Not either, but this time
when
he was
a
good.
Man loves the woman.
Apparently you sing really bad because it's good
Mommy
sex
juice.
You never had.
Would you like to hear some songs from it?
But when a man
so are
loves
they,
a man.
So this is what I don't understand.
He knows
are they supposed
what I want.
To be like famous people or just everyday, your regular Joe singers?
Let
so,
me over, turn me inside out.
So it's both. It's Everyone. Both. It's Grammy Award winners, and it's also people that are unsigned. So
I don't like the fact that Grammy Award winners are on there. Oh, my God. Look at the demon. He's so cute.
He reached for you. Hmm? He reached for you. He was about to.
Oh.
He's so cute.
Yeah,
he's so
you're
bad.
Fine. You can pet him or touch him.
All right. So would you like to hear some music from it?
Sure.
Okay. So this is.
That young girl does that K-pop. She's the best one so far I've seen.
All right. So this
so
is.
So I want to see Jax from TikTok on there. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Have you ever heard her? She's amazing.
Okay, so speaking of TikTok, there's this new show called Becoming a Pop Star. And it's on MTV, and it's these artists from TikTok where they're trying to compete to become a pop star for Pepsi. And we all know that Pepsi artists really do become big, as we saw with Dua Lipa, as we saw with multiple different artists throughout the last few years, is that Pepsi really does, you know, try to embrace the music side of things with their commercials.
When they're not catching
stuff.
Michael Jackson's hair on fire.
Or having a nip slip at...
Or having a nip slip.
Yes, at the Super Bowl
yes,
halftime show.
Oh my
yes.
God, the nipple scene around the world.
Or getting pissed off about Eminem kneeling at the most previous NFL
Dude,
halftime
But do you
show.
Realize all the other stuff that they didn't really, like, think about? Like, the fact that Snoop Dogg was dressed in a full Crip bandana?
Or he was...
Well, yeah, he was
smoking weed in the halftime. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
And the fact that Dr. Dre did not change the words, even though they told him to, and he refused.
Exactly.
I love that.
It's all...
Or the fact that they realized... 50 Cent, too old to be hanging upside down.
It's a movement.
Not according to what I saw. Just saying.
Well, while he was upside down, the poor man looked like his face was going to explode.
But did you see his cock? It was real nice.
I
saw
didn't.
It.
Did I miss that?
Mm. I'm a bird watcher.
Shit, mm-hmm. Now I gotta go back and find it.
Who was it?
50 Cent.
So.
Upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So. As we were talking about, this is Michael Bolton's song from ASC. Okay?
Okay.
Here it
you
goes.
Carry the weight much better than I do. Day after day, waiting for good news. All of our needs, our hopes and our dreams are waiting on an open door. I see a spark of light in the dark. We'll be stronger than before. We got a love like we've never been hurt. We got a lies like we've never been burned. And after all of the lessons we've learned, we're gonna make this a beautiful world. A beautiful world. Oh, oh, oh. Gonna make this a beautiful world. Oh, oh, oh. A beautiful world. I'll carry the weight.
So I agree with Doug.
Okay, I have to say that is much better than 80s Michael Bolton.
Yeah, like, yeah. His voice is...
I mean, like, his voice is still the same, but it's not. I don't know how
Dolly Parton recently. Her voice has matured as she ages, and it still sounds amazing.
But also the song, the musicality of the song is better than what he was singing in the '80s.
Well, he's hotter now.
I'm going to disagree with all of y'all. That song was extremely offensive, and had he sung that to me, I would have gone all Will Smith on his ass. Like the fact that he's saying you carry the weight better than I do. He's calling me fat. like that was the opening line. You carry the weight better than I do.
He's probably talking about women and the fact that we carry the weight of the world.
And you want to consider yourself Michael Bolton. You're lying. You're Michael singing.
That was terrible.
And on that note, I'm going to hit the road.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right, and then...
Dad joke or bad joke, you decide.
Both.
And then, so, with the first season, I think that this is probably my favorite song because it's a stupid song, it's a fun song, and it's really just out there. So, it is called New Boot Goofin'.
Right, y'all, them gotta be the nicest pair of boots I done ever seen in my entire life. I mean, those are mighty fancy. Why, thank you. No boot goofing in the Diamondback snake skin. So damn fresh that the rattle still shaking. I worked all week just so I could get them. Sons of bitches. I spent 500 on these boots, right? Just to stay twanged out on you sons of bitches. Gotta stay twanged out.
So it was just okay. Really fun.
It's like, got it's a good fun... beat, but the word, oh my god, terrible. Like... Where? What country? What state is that one from?
I don't know.
That's from Kentucky. I can tell you right now. That sounded like every family reunion I've ever gone to.
It was just so much fun. It was a vibe.
The best thing about family reunions, though, is you get to meet a lot of cute guys to hook up with. It's the best spot.
Wow. Ew. He just West Virginia this shit. Went from Will Smith to West Virginia.
Damn, Dougie.
Oh, my goodness.
So on that note.
We don't need to keep it in the family, you know.
Well, yeah. It doesn't matter because we can't get pregnant.
Well, that's true, but still.
I was going to say, on that note, unlike Will Smith, I'm going to be classy and leave.
So on that note, thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Cammy, for joining us for this bonus episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. And until next time, you can follow us on Facebook at KYBDPod. You can follow us on all of our socials that will be down below in the description of this episode. And until next time, stay true, stay weird, stay classy, and always be a big deal. Hey, 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 I'm kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm.
I'm here and I'm gonna fly. Gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud. See the people living in peace, no war. Cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart, doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.